you're watching the styling, profiling, limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling dealing, son of a gun. And Netflix news next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Welcome to Netflix News.
Good to be here.
Oh yeah, is that me? Technical difficulties.
Everything hey guys, in stereo.
All right. Welcome to Netflix News. I'm Rick Hong. You can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G, or I am Ric Flair. And I'm joined by...
Hi, everyone. It's Ashley. Am I the only person here that maybe doesn't know who Ric Flair is? I don't know.
I don't.
But our Rick is owning all the Rick in this building. If you guys want to talk to me, find me online at Ashley on Camera on Twitter, Instagram, and pretty much, I think, all the other social medias that are out there. Let's talk.
Hey everyone, I'm Louisa Sharamati and I'm so excited to be on the Netflix News panel. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at LuluSharTV and I am still on Facebook at Louisa Sharamati.
That is a mouth. That's long.
Long Armenian last name.
It's a good one.
Hey guys.
Sharamati.
All right, so as you can see, our panel looks just slightly different because our very own Amy Cassandra is such a big fan of Stranger Things. They're actually doing that panel after show right now. So after you watch us, you can pop them on. But she's guesting on that, and we actually have in the studio Steve Kaufman, right here.
Steve.
I told you, I promised you guys last week that he would be coming as the Invisible Man. Hey, Steve, where can everybody find you? Everybody can find Steve Kaufman at StevKaufmann exclusively on Twitter.
Yeah, exclusively. It's really important. He wanted us to make sure that we hit that it's exclusively. He's in an exclusive relationship with the MANN.
And he only posts once every week on Instagram, right? I
think Thursdays.
Once every
Thursday.
Okay, so speaking of Stranger Things,
no spoilers. I only watched four episodes.
No, that's probably the biggest thing. We've been talking about it for weeks, and it finally dropped on Friday night. I am just a little bit over halfway through the season. I don't know about you, ladies.
I'm too deep. I'm too deep in as of today. So I've seen two. So I'm even less than you.
I've seen four. It was so hard not to go on to the fifth episode, but I'm like, okay, I'm getting so tired. I need to sleep.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
See, I can only watch it during the day because you guys know my stuff. Well, you might not know this, but I don't do horror or scary movies.
I don't either.
So I can only watch it during the day, and there's very limited daylight hours that I'm home in front of the TV, in front of Netflix. So, but I got two of them in, which is an accomplishment on a weekend.
Well, I mean, but that's the beauty of Netflix. You can, as we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks, I think we talked about it last week, you can binge it. Mm-hmm. You can take your time with it.
Except that it's scary in this world, like everybody binges. So, you know, if you're terrified of spoilers, it's like a very scary world to when something like an event like Stranger Things comes out, then you're kind of in trouble because it's like it's not safe. People are going to spoil. Stop spoiling, people.
Okay, guys. Well, here's something fun that Netflix decided to do in partnership with the company Lyft, L-Y-F-T. And they did a little promo. We're going to play it for you right now. A friend of mine was in it. I didn't know about it. And then she popped it up on social media. And I was cracking up. So here it is.
Hey, how are you? My name is Will.
Hi. I'm Will.
Nice to meet you, Will. I'm Danny.
David, nice to meet you guys.
We all buckled in. All right.
This area right here actually reminds me a lot of where I grew up. It'd be like a rock quarry back there. Me and my buddies used to ride bikes like till like 9 at night.
Supposed to be playing D&D later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Never played?
Oh, man. It's the best. Really strange. I don't know what that's about.
You have arrived at your destination.
No, we haven't.
You have arrived at your destination.
Let's see if I can find a safe place to pull over for a second. Like, maybe I can reset it or something? Let me just pull it here for a second.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm feeling lightheaded. Oh, God, suddenly my stomach's feeling weird. That's what? Inside.
Oh, God. What the f***?
Oh, man.
That's my friend. Now that would be freaky. Please don't.
It's a wolf.
It's
a waffle.
So,
what do you think?
If I wasn't freaked out enough of taking Lyft, sometimes I get scared lifting after 11 p.m. It's like, you never know. This just kind of gave me more anxiety.
Feel the deal. Yeah, like, did they know about that? Were they actors that had...
No. They didn't know about it. I think it's like scare tactics. What they do is they pick you up, do whatever, and then they scare you.
Get you to sign a release.
And then, get you to sign a release. And of course, I mean, it's...
That's traumatic.
I would not go.
I would have been so mad.
You wouldn't sign the release?
Absolutely not. No, no way.
Sign the release.
It's stranger things.
I would sign the release, but not the medical bills that would have ensued from me punching somebody in the face. Like, I would have gone ninja on. Like, and the second that locks start going, I'm out. I would have been tuck and rolled
I'm
out of that car.
The same way.
Just this. But as a woman, it's like, don't mess with us in a Lyft.
I still carry pepper spray with me every time I go inside Uber and Lyft. You don't know.
I'm afraid that I'll turn the pepper spray the wrong way. So
I've done that before.
Oh my god!
All right. Well, I mean, the only thing I can't tell by watching that is what they might have enhanced for us as the viewer in terms of posts, like the roof. I might have to ask my friend how they kind of did that, but because I'm imagining the stuff that we saw on the phone itself, that was probably like enhanced for viewership.
Sure. Well, also, I mean, when they get into a dark car, they must have known something was up because they had to have lit the inside of that car.
Oh yeah.
So there was lighting on the inside of the car. So you kind of maybe have to know something's up. No, I would. I'd be like, why is it lit for camera in here? Maybe just me. I don't know.
Okay, guys. Well, so it is the weekend before Halloween, and a bunch of us did agree to dress up. So I am Ric Flair, the Nature Boy, I don't think there's anything Nature Boy related on Netflix per se, but it's because of GLOW, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, and I actually wore this when I did the panel.
Very good, very good.
And I think I blew out the same, I blew out the ear sets for my other hosts as well, too. I always forget that you guys can hear the same intensity that I'm going at, so I apologize. But Ashley, and you are?
Oh, my friends, if you can't tell based on my costume, I'm a girl that has her life together because that's clearly, I'm in costume, deeply in costume. That's what I got. That's what I'm going with.
That's a good one. I have borrowed lacy ears from Amy, who is on the Stranger Things panel
right now.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I am. Very half-attempted costume, but I will dress up Tuesday on our Ray Donovan after show, which is the finale. So if you want to see full outfit, tune in at 9 p.m.
Ah, there you go. That's a way to sell it.
Yeah.
All right. Not to put too many things back to back, but as I did promise, coincidentally enough, we talked about Bright.
Yeah.
Right. Louisa, I don't know if you're familiar with...
It's going to be with Will Smith, right? Releasing in December. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a cop movie in the world of fantasy. Mm-hmm. And coincidentally, like after we talked about it, they dropped the second trailer for the movie.
That.
So it's something else that I wanted to pop up for people to watch and
absolutely.
We can discuss it.
Stuff. I haven't seen this yet.
Windows up. Drive it like you stole it. Put on the gas, hit the motor.
What happened?
I got a dude in my car, and the whole world is watching.
Our nation's first Orcish police officer.
I can't fuck up my pension.
Hey, don't get me stabbed.
White Orcs always gotta be the bad guys.
Danger, danger. I don't fit in, I'm a stranger.
So that night, we responded to a 415 disturbance call. Immediately took fire.
You all right? No holes?
Only the ones I was born with. Are your holes?
The fuck can you make a shootout awkward?
take out all the evil.
It's a magic wand. This is like a nuclear weapon that grants wishes.
And it just went really sideways from that point.
If only some magic strong and kill.
Look, I didn't have to do the struggle just to let a little trouble knock me out of my position.
The devil is coming.
We have to protect the wand.
So I need to know that you got my back.
Are you a cop first or an orc first?
It's time to end this.
Fuck it. I want to die.
Let's do it.
We're going to titty bar gunfight die.
Dreams turn to nightmares. How did I lose it when I was right there? Now I'm so far that it feels like it's all gone to pieces. Tell me why the world never fights fair.
Butterfingers.
We were doing so good.
Someone take me.
Are we friends?
I think we should spend our time just trying to survive this shit.
If we do this, we'll be heroes forever.
I need you to take your fat Shrek-looking ass back the fuck home to Fiona.
Go back to Fiona.
All right.
Yeah,
so I'm actually glad that we didn't, because we talked about this last week with Steve and Amy, but I'm really glad that I actually didn't play the trailer and just kind of said, I kind of teased it just to say we'll do it next week, and then this new one dropped, because
it's way different.
Yeah, I haven't watched
the soundtrack.
Yeah, I haven't watched it so until like right now.
Soundtrack is great. There's a lot going on there that I'm a little dubious about. Like, I'm not sure how they're trying to position Will Smith to be a genuine badass or not, because he's like cursing a lot more than he does in previous films. Because Will Smith's usually kind of like a squeaky, clean family guy. With the exception of a couple of movies here and there. But he cursed in almost every soundbite he had, which is cool. That's fine. But then you've got this like blue... I don't think I realized how sci-fi it was, actually.
Or fantasy,
I guess. Yeah.
So does that turn you off?
It's not that it turns me off. It's the collision of those two worlds that I'm not really jiving with based on this trailer. But that doesn't mean... I liked the first trailer, got me more excited than this one.
It was kind of like Suicide Squad. I got that vibe.
Same director.
And I will actually watch it just for Will Smith because I'm his supporter any day.
Yeah, he's great.
And that's why I love Netflix. They kind of take big screen actors and they're making it so relatable and putting them in smaller screens so we just kind of see them more frequently. But I'm actually waiting for it, yeah.
Well, okay, I mean, so this is a movie it's a $90 million movie.
Damn.
And is this something you would have rather seen on the big screen, or are you fine watching it when it drops on December 22nd at home?
Rather watch it at home in bed with popcorn in my pajamas.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I for this movie, I don't think it's I'm fine watching it at home. Yeah.
The fact that
and not even the first day it comes out.
$90 million and it's going to... You know, it's a small screen. I wonder how Will Smith feels about that.
He's getting paid probably the same, or he's probably going to get some like back end participation for it. I mean, Netflix is spending $8 billion for content in the next few years, so it's not really like if you're on Netflix, you're getting paid less as opposed to having a big theater event. It's just more about how we as consumers are. Gonna, I mean, this is probably like one of the very, very first big a movie that normally I would say people are supposed to see in a theater are going to be able to see at home.
Absolutely. And I think also with that $8 billion, it's also because they are going so international this season. They are introducing Suburra, which is a Italian film or series on Netflix, I believe, and it has
it released a couple weeks ago.
Has English subtitles, which I'm kind of excited to see. It's a mob scene type movie based in Italy, and I think that's why everything is built into that $8 billion, because they are going international, right?
Yeah,
but yeah, it's pieces of that, elements of that, for sure. I haven't seen that, the Italian show.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm so into like politics and crime and mob scene. I'm excited to watch something other than House of Cards and stuff. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, so you're guesting on the panel today, so I would love to know what it is that you're watching, binging, so like that you've been like lately. Besides Stranger Things, which everybody should be doing.
So my all-time favorite show has to be House of Cards. on Netflix.
Yep.
As of right now, I'm very into documentaries. Mm. And the recent one that I did watch was Exit Through the Gift Shop. And it's about Banksy.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And Mr. Brainwash and how their relationship kind of unfolded and how towards the end Banksy wasn't really happy about all the help that he offered to Brainwash and all of that and how he just grew to be an artist through filming all these other artists. So he's like, okay, is art a joke now? So I just love looking at documentaries that just expand my mind. That's one thing I'm watching. And then I'm very into stand-up. Very, very into stand-up.
Oh, that's great. You bring a good twist to it, because like I think lately like we've been talking about TV series and features, but not enough stand-up. So I'd love to know who it is that you like watching, what's funny.
So I watched Jerry Before Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Love that one. That was a special. I watched the Dev Comedy Jam 25, and I'm looking forward to Judah Friedlander.
So Jerry Before Seinfeld was when he revisits his kind of like how he started his career.
Absolutely.
At least that's, I saw the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So he's not doing stand-up though, is he?
He's going back and forth and talking about everything. His childhood, his school, his family, how he led to being on Seinfeld. It's a 1-hour special, and it's a small, private, very exclusive audience. It's very heartwarming. He takes it back. And honestly, I love Seinfeld, and I love Larry David. So anything that comes up with Seinfeld on Netflix, I will watch.
And then you mentioned Judah Friedlander. He's on.
So he was on Dirty Rock, and he has a special coming out, I believe, tomorrow or the 31st, and it's called, let's see, America is the Greatest Country in the United States. So that's going to be funny. It's going to be So I'm really excited about that. And I did want to mention what I recently watched, actually. Last Wednesday, I watched the Meyerowitz stories.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, Ben Stiller, and Dustin Hoffman. Yeah.
Yes.
So, the director of Squid and the Whale. And
yes. Did you watch it? I'm not going to give any spoilers, but it's a very hopeful movie, very family-oriented, raw, emotional.
Did you like it, though, seeing Stiller with Sandler, with Dustin Hoffman?
Of course, I love Dustin and Ben together, right? But Adam did such a great job of trying to come out of his comedy.
Being like Sandler, like how he Sandlerizes his stuff.
And there was a lot of critique on him and how he didn't do well with his Netflix movies before and how this one kind of will bring him back to the spotlight. I liked it only also because I love Dustin Hoffman. I mean, I've loved him since The Graduate, and this is like years beyond, right? So I recommend that. The Meyerowitz stories, definitely.
I think we've got, let's see here. That Something Something cast talks about Patton Oswalt's Annihilation was fantastic.
Let me see.
Yeah. With Patton Oswalt, yeah, he is hilarious.
I haven't seen that yet. Something cast. Oh my God, he is the best. He was such a loyal YouTube chat family member on our House of Cards panel.
All right, what I want to do, because we haven't done this for a while, I do want to give a shout-out to the people that are in the chat right now that are watching, as opposed to flipping over and betraying us and watching Stranger Things, because you can
watch
that stuff later.
We love you too, Stranger Things. We get it.
I got Jay Becker in here, and excuse me if I get names wrong, Nelly Montes, Layla Gilmore, Xavier Clark. Hey, wow, Lulu Shar TV's here.
That's me! Yeah, exactly!
I'm just kidding. Divinity Washington. Enya Wayne, or Wayne. I always love how you've got that name. That's awesome. Very, very clever. And who else do we have in here? Sky Patterson. And XX, hello, XXABC. Thank you guys all for watching. Thank you guys, ladies.
Becker did mention Punk Drunk Love with Adam Sandler, and that's something that's on my list that I do want.
Is it on right now?
It's on Netflix, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's okay. So speaking of, what I do want to just kind of just go over for the next couple of days is, keep in mind, guys, if you don't know already, that everybody's subscription for Netflix officially goes up as of, I believe, like they said, like maybe they said like October 30th, definitely for November 1st. So for the next month, it goes up from $9.99 to $10.99. If people have already signed up, it's already $10.99, but it's definitely at this stage happening. So as of Wednesday, you're going to see like that $1 increase.
Good to know. I will make sure my bank account is ready for the auto debit.
Yeah, so Louisa, you didn't know that?
I did not know that. No.
So does it affect how you view your Netflix?
Not at all.
Not at all, right? It's a dollar.
Not even.
It's just $1, not a big deal, right?
I'm Brilliant. A huge Netflixer, I'm telling you. For me, I'm not even only Netflix, all of those streaming sites. But I do want to ask, are you guys only on the streaming service, or do you actually have the DVDs mailed to you too? Did you cancel out of that?
I did that for years.
I did that too.
I did it for years, and I got to the stage of where I couldn't keep up trying to watch things that are available on Netflix and the new releases.
Same.
And so I finally gave it up. Yeah. Just because the disc would just be sitting there forever. And I was just like, there's too much. And even now, there's even way more stuff to be consumed. Mm-hmm. So it's...
I still have a disc at home from months ago that I haven't mailed back. It's Dr. Zhivago. They're great. Probably still waiting.
Dr. Zhivago is also a 3-hour movie. So it takes a bit.
Somewhere on my desk. But yeah, you also forget about it. So
I love getting something in the mail, though, that's not a bill. So like Ipsy.
It's makeup, though.
Yeah, different.
That's happening. And then my question is for you, Louisa, mm-hmm. is how much does Netflix have to go up before you start saying, I mean, is $15.99 no. good?
I will handle $15, but if it starts pushing $20, I'm out. Mm. I will cancel my makeup subscription. That's $9.99 a month for Netflix. So... Sorry, Ipsy, but I will do that if it goes to $20. Right now it's like $10.99.
Yeah, it's just $10.99. Right?
They're not going to make that jump.
But also, let's be honest, I'm also paying for other services too, like Hulu, Amazon Prime.
Sure.
I mean,
I'm doing the same thing.
I have it all, right? Mm-hmm. So it's very sentimental for me. It's close to my heart. But I will probably budget myself, and I will still hold on to Netflix, and I will just cancel other things.
Now, I'd love to know for you guys in the comments in the chat too, like where you guys kind of like have your threshold. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and I think, Ashley, most of us, like you, Steve, Amy, and I, mm-hmm. we kind of said somewhere around like 15 would still be okay. Once it kind of started getting above 15, it's like we'd have to question what it is that we're getting.
Right, exactly. Because for me right now, my only service is Netflix. That's it. I mean, I think I'm maybe sharing services with like...
I know that.
HBO HBO or...
I have a lot of friends that... share.
Oh, hey, I'm all about sharing. I definitely share a lot of sites, so a lot of subscriptions and everything. But
the something cast said, don't give them that info. They'll use it. He's right. So they have $5 on us, and we'll still stay in Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that they don't need to do anything right now. Imagine how many subscribers they have with just the $1 increase that they made, how much money they made just with $1 increase from their subscriber rates. I don't know their current subscriber count, but it's a lot of money. So they don't need to.
I mean, they keep on coming up with such great original stuff. I don't know about YouTube, but I cannot wait to watch The Day I Met El Chapo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's just so much stuff on my list, and it's never ending.
No, and Ashley brought up a couple weeks ago that Narcos seems to be, according to...
Is that number one?
Third party, yes. A third party sort of survey service says that Narcos is, in fact, the number one highest rated on streaming. But I don't know. I've never seen it. I can't.
Really?
Oh, it's good. Nope. It's really,
Watch
really...
Watch Narcos.
Mm-hmm.
It's very... It's the... Because it's loosely based on, you know, the true story mm-hmm. of Medellin mm-hmm. and everything.
Medellin. Pablo Escobar.
And yeah, all Pablo I know Escobar, of Medellin yeah. is Entourage. Like, that's why I'm aware of the story. So even that back.
I'm not going to give spoilers, but even once the important character, let's say, doesn't continue to a third season, the story is so great because it expands to different areas of cocaine and all the drugs. It's great.
Lots to see. Okay.
Yeah, it's drama heavy. There's a lot of subtitles for people that don't like subtitles, or if you're just not in like that very heavy. Because like I know you were saying sometimes it's really about the mood for you
totally,
in terms
100%.
Of like what it is you can binge or keep mm-hmm. keep going and not turning off. Mm-hmm. That's one of those ones where you really have to be focused and
paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. Like you want that. That's a good. If Netflix and chill is still like a thing, I feel like that's a good kind of show to put on. Not for like what you perverts are thinking for Netflix and chill.
I mean,
legitimately watch Netflix with someone at nighttime. Do people do that? I don't know. What are you kids
Me,
doing
myself
these days?
And I.
I'm gonna watch it by myself with popcorn in the daylight.
M&Ms.
Well, okay, since we are going on to a new month, normally, like, I put kind of, like, what's being released inside the box for you guys to look at, but I'm going to go over some titles that are coming out in, like, the next couple days, so I'm just going to pick some random ones out here, but 42, based on Jackie Robinson, Field of Dreams is a classic.
Men if you build it, they will come.
That's right. Yes. I mean, Men in Black, as we were talking about, Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Yep. Another Will Smith. And I don't think this is a coincidence. They've got Men in Black coming out. The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's such a good film. That's a good one.
I would watch that. Oh, that's such a deep film.
And then they've got, like, on November 2nd, we've got All About the Money.
Wait, when does Pursuit of Happiness come out?
Pursuit of Happiness, I'm just going to go over all the titles that come out November 1st.
Okay, great.
42, Casper, Chappie,
Casper,
Charlotte's Web, Field of Dreams, Men in Black, Michael Clayton, Oculus, Scary Movie, which... kind of seems a little late.
Dated, yeah.
It seems a little late, but hey, get your fix then. Silent Hill, Stranger Season 1, The Bittersweet, The Pursuit of Happiness, The Reader, The Whole Nine Yards, To Roam with Love, Under Arrest Season 7, Undercover Grandpa, and Where the Day Takes You.
Okay, two things that immediately popped out to me. To Roam with Love, is that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen? Is that like one of those twin movies?
I've seen all of their movies. And
wait, I'm
going
to find out.
Because I am so making sure to get that.
They meet those two boys.
I think it is.
I'm going to find out.
Hold on. If it is, my life is going to be made. And then also you mentioned The Reader, which I think is Kate Winslet, and that is a gorgeous film.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And Leonardo
beautiful.
DiCaprio.
Yeah, and Leo. Kate and Leo together cannot, it does no wrong. You can't go wrong.
Where she plays like an old, you know what? I don't know if that's the...
It's probably not.
Probably not, right?
It's probably only in my 90s dreams, but...
Yeah, no, this is it's Woody Allen.
Oh.
2012 Woody Allen.
Everybody take it off your list. Sorry.
It's not Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Take it off.
You know, speaking of Woody Allen, the one that is on my list is, I'll tell you right now, Whatever Works with Larry David.
I don't do Woody Allen.
Really?
Nope, can't do it.
Ooh, tell me
for,
why.
For all, just... kinds of, all kinds of political reasons, okay. Which we may or may not get into, but he's...
Okay.
I just can't do it. And also, I don't like his films, with the one exception of Midnight in Paris. I enjoyed the film.
That was a great film.
Unwillingly.
It's clever. Absolutely. I mean, so here are... And then, like, you know, for this week, some, like, little just, like, hints is... American Vandal is got picked up for season 2.
Yeah, good.
So
good
if you're all about, you know, someone like leaving penises, you know, like all over the place, like drawing them, then this mockumentary is for you. And also they picked up Big Mouth, which is animation. It's Nick Kroll, season 2.
Nice.
And
All good things.
Yeah, and then this is the one that's interesting. It wasn't necessarily, like, I think I forgot to, we didn't get a chance to get around to it last week, but Chelsea Handler has, you know, she started off just like having, I think, 2 or 3 days a week of her, not a full-fledged thing, and then she made it a full-fledged, like, week, like a daily show.
Right.
And she's actually ending it after 2 seasons.
Why? I wonder why.
She wants to focus on... As a lot of people are doing more and more, like, social activism, things that are important in the world.
Absolutely.
She's very politically active, very vocal and politically active. That's great.
So that means that's a pretty big, interesting piece of news, because I feel like she was one of the first to come to Netflix and do that experiment of, I'm not going to have a daily show, which apparently, I mean, obviously, like, her ratings did pretty well for her to go like every single day, to then all of a sudden saying after 2 seasons, kind of being like, hey, I'm calling it quits.
And I wonder why she would give up her platform. I mean, that's a pretty big platform to work from. Maybe I wonder if there was any kind of limits on what she was able to touch politically with
Netflix.
Well,
that's the thing.
I wonder.
I feel like they did a pretty good job from the episodes that I've seen, that it's pretty no holds barred, more than like when she was doing stuff for E. Like she was they gave her a lot to go with.
A lot of freedom.
Yeah.
I wonder. I'm curious to see what she will do.
And if you're into another outspoken woman, Joan Rivers has another one that just released, A Piece of Work, another great stand-up about her, Joan Rivers, so that's a good one to check out.
A Piece of Work.
Sky Patterson, you are right, Men in Black is getting a reboot at Sony, and they are also doing a TV series with... Gabrielle Union is going to be in development now that she's wrapping up her series. And so they're going to use her character from Men in Black 2 to try to develop this new series.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, yeah, there will be a film reboot. And there also will be hopefully a TV series as well. I don't know if it's going to go on Netflix or some other network, depending on, I think, who they shop the rights to, because Sony Pictures owns it. But that is, but Scott Patterson, you are right. Men in Black is getting a reboot.
Thanks, guys. That's Thanks exciting. For all the info in the chat. That's
yeah, so it's it won't star Will or Tommy Lee Jones or, well, I guess Josh Brolin was actually the younger version of Tommy Lee Jones. Yeah. But I think they, you know, just kind of like reboot in the terms of like that world. Maybe Will Smith will do a cameo.
I was going to say, we can definitely expect a cameo for sure from at least one of those three.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Though, why can't we make originals, guys? I mean, seems like we're doing a lot of rebooting. I'd love to see some more. And Netflix is great about original programming, but I mean, I feel like a lot of the big studios are leaning heavy on the remakes these days.
Louise, did you watch anything to get you in the mood for like Halloween off of Netflix?
Halloween Town and Hocus Pocus. Mm. So they are Disney films. I'm not into scary films, just like you. But I actually own a tape of Hocus Pocus that I purchased at Burbank Library, I want to say, a few months ago.
That's good.
That's what I watched. And Halloween Town. But I do want to watch Eyes Wide Shut.
The Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman,
by Stanley Kubrick. Yep, okay. That's on Netflix. So I told myself, you know what? Just go home Sunday night. Try to get in the mood. And watch
It's not a horror film though. It's a very like it's a weird psychological relationship, like
a mind.
Just it's a weird movie. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Do you? But then I know another scary one is The Babysitters.
But it's okay. I watched The Babysitter. If you didn't tune in a couple of weeks ago, The Babysitter is awesome. It's not scary. It's McGee. So if you liked the tone of Charlie's Angels with Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu, it's very much like that. It's this kid who, you know, has a girlfriend like his age, maybe like 10 years old, but like just friend, and she kind of eggs him on to say, what do you think your babysitter does when you go to sleep? So what he does is he purposely kind of stays up to see what's going on, and then he finds like this crazy like cultish murderish world that she's in, and it's about him escaping the babysitter, but it's all in the tone of fun. It's not scary. I was laughing the whole time, so
okay.
That makes it go up. This is like the third time you've mentioned it to me, and I think I need to just bite the bullet and watch it. Yeah,
I might do Chucky though. I'm a big Chucky fan. Like when I was a child.
Are you sure you're not Amy? Because Amy loves Chucky.
Don't do it.
And there are a couple. I actually popped on yesterday before. Because, you know, yesterday was the weekend before Halloween, so a lot of people had Halloween parties here in L.A.
Right.
And so to get in the mood while I was getting ready, I kind of went through and I typed in categories and I typed in Halloween. And I think there are at least two Chucky movies on Netflix right now, like Curse of Chucky and Cult. I think it's Curse of Chucky and Cult of Chucky.
Okay, cool.
You know what's a really scary movie that I have not seen in a long time? It's not on Netflix. Sorry to derail, but Pet Sematary. I would die to watch that. Because that is
It's on there.
Is it on Netflix?
Wait.
Currently?
Yeah.
We're going to check this out, everybody.
Hold on.
Stand
absolutely.
By.
No. Absolutely. Hold on. Wait.
It freaks me out so bad. There's still, every time I see a gray cat to this day, I'm like, you are dead, and I know you are, and you want to kill me.
I wanted that movie to be something more than it was.
It is, but it's DVD only.
Oh, DVD only.
Gotta change your subscription plan.
Oh, you know what? I believe it's on another service, which I'll tell you about after we get off this one.
All right, well.
No, but speaking of Stephen King, I actually... As you guys know,
1922.
I've been on a whole Halloween kick. So I watched The Babysitter, I watched Gerald's Game, and I watched 1922 a couple weeks ago. And it's like this farmer guy who in Nebraska in 1922 has this like wife, beautiful son, and the wife wants to go to the city. She wants to move to Omaha, and he loves his crops and everything. So he has this whole scheme about getting rid of his wife and all the eerie things that happen after that. I wasn't a big fan of it, unfortunately, but I've been a fan of a lot of the Stephen King stuff that's been coming out, not just on Netflix but elsewhere.
Did you like It?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
There's something on Hulu that was like 1922-66 or something, but that was really good too. But this one let me down.
I don't know. I'll consider it. I want to see if I should watch that one.
Did you see Gerald's Game?
No.
That's another one that's a lot of buzz.
That's one that I would recommend first.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Or if you want to kind of just watch 1922 and say, eh, but then you want to get in a better mood, then maybe go watch Gerald's Game.
Okay. I'll note that.
Is it long, Gerald's Game? Is it a long one? Is it over 2 hours?
I think it's just about 2 hours.
2 hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just underneath that.
You know what I'm doing? I'm like calculating which weekend day I have 2 hours during the day to try and watch this. Because a lot of people in the comments had mentioned Gerald's Game, and I haven't done it. Sorry, Brandon.
Rick, there's this movie that I wanted to share that I've been wanting to watch, and it's a Halloween favorite. Raw. Any thoughts on that? It's new on Netflix. It's from 2016, but it just got uploaded on Netflix, I want to say, a few days ago or like mid-October. But yeah, it's a Halloween favorite. So I don't know. We'll see.
Halloween favorite.
Uh-huh. Oh, why are you dropping stuff like right after Halloween? It's like, I mean...
That's weird.
Come on. I want... As you know, as we were talking about, there's just too much to be consumed.
Content overload.
Maybe we should all just quit our jobs.
Just sit in front of the screen.
Live stream our binge watching sessions. Would you guys watch it?
That's a good question. Hey, guys, yeah, no, put it in there. Or tell us what you would binge. I always try to, like, if someone's putting something down, I try to watch it if I can or get a feel of, like, whatever it is. So type it in there because, like, I'd love to talk about it with everybody else. Mm-hmm. But, hey, you know what? Stranger Things After Buzz show is going on right now. And Zach Wilson's in there, I believe. Roxy Stryer's in there. Our very own Amy Cassandra's in there talking about it. So if you want more Netflix, you want more Stranger Things, go jump on there. Thank you for tuning in with us. And yeah. Louisa, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Today. I had a great time. Thank you for having me.
And yeah, we'll have you back, of course. But please in the meantime, where can everybody find you?
Lulu Shar TV on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm Facebook at Louisa Shar Amatian.
Very good, very good. Thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking you could be like the girl from Mean Girls, where she's like, I'm a mouse, duh. Thanks, everybody, for accepting my basic costume. If you want to talk with me online, find me on social at Ashley on Camera. And you ghouls and gals, be good out there for Halloween. Make good decisions, everybody. Make good decisions. You too, Ric Flair. You too.
Yeah. Well, hey, Ashley, stop trying to make fetch happen.
Dang it. So fetch.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Rick Hong, R-I-C-K-H-O-N-G. We should have Steve Coffin back here next. Wait, Steve. Yeah, right? We'll have Amy Cassandra back as well. So thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
We'll be here next week. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Happy Halloween.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.